My name is Crane Blanchard. I wrote a book on prayer. The title is Prayer, God's Most Valuable Tool. I'm going to read excerpts from the book in each podcast. I believe it's time for people to begin praying and learning about God. This is Chapter 1, Developing a Skill, Part 2. The Israelites stayed in Egypt for 400 years. God is sovereign over all things. In Exodus, it chronicles the Israelites leaving Egypt. The day that they left, the Israelites left in battle array. The Israelites fought their way back to the land of promise. Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt. Before they left, Pharaoh told them to take whatever spoils they wanted. They took gold, silver, brass, fabric, leather, wood, and almost anything they could carry. Moses led them across the Red Sea and into the wilderness of Sinai. He was leading them to the mountain of God, Mount Sinai. After the Israelites sinned against God, he changed his plans for them. Because of this sin, the Israelites that came out of Egypt, the adults, wouldn't enter the promised land. They spent 40 years in the deserts of Sinai. All the people who came out of Egypt died in the wilderness. Their children entered the promised land. In Egypt, they had learned many skills: carpenters, masons, seamstresses, gold and silversmiths, weapon makers. These skills came into play when God told Moses to build a movable tabernacle called the Tent of the Meeting. When the Israelites reached the mountain of God, Moses met with God to find out what he wanted to do. God told Moses two things: one, to prepare the Israelites to meet him, and the other was to build a tabernacle for God. Moses had the Israelites fast for 3 days and wash their clothes. After 3 days, all of Israel gathered at the mountain of God, Mount Sinai. They were to stand before the mountain and wait, Exodus 19. Thunder and lightning came down on the mountain. A cloud descended on the mountain, and the trumpets of God sounded. The Israelites became afraid. They told Moses to go talk to God, and they would listen to him. They refused to become priests unto God. From that time on, only one Israelite could enter in the presence of God at a time, the high priest. When Moses told them about the tabernacle, he called for a freewill offering. They gave gold, silver, cloth, leather, and many other things. The people gave to God. Then Moses called for artisans and craftsmen to build a tabernacle. People who were trained in all crafts came and volunteered to build the tabernacle. In Egypt, Pharaoh had people trained to build his palaces and cities, so the tabernacle in the wilderness was built. God resided above the cherubim of the Ark of the Covenant. Israel fought their way to the land of promise. The Israelites were trained in the art of war. Proverbs says that wisdom comes from knowledge of the Lord and by getting understanding from God. Then by putting this understandable knowledge into practice, this equals wisdom. And with wisdom comes discretion. Isaiah 2 verse 4. When King David wanted to build a temple before God to dwell in, God wouldn't let him because he had shed innocent blood of Uriah. David gathered everything to build the temple, including the stone, the lumber, and craftsmen. But the building of the temple was passed on to his son Solomon. Men from Tyre, Phoenicians, answered the call. They were the finest stonemasons in the world. They were also believers in the God of Israel. David also called for people trained as musicians and singers to gather in Jerusalem. He put together a worship team for the temple. The Book of Psalms are songs sung to God. You have just heard part 2 of chapter 1, Developing a Skill. Please stay tuned for the next part of Prayer, God's Most Valuable Tool. This is Crane Blanchard at Joseph 1637, praying that you have a blessed day.